you to a couple of other matters, and to the front page of today's Times newspaper, a newspaper which I'm sure you would agree is not given to hyperbole. The front page headline, Ministers Favouring the Unions Over Pensioners, and then I take you to their leader column. When Asleff donated £100,000 to the Labour Party in the second week of the general election campaign, it was a safe investment. Labour was on course for a decisive victory. But the government's capitulation to Asleff is a green light for inflationary pay awards and more union militancy. Ministers seeking a quick fix will repent at leisure. That's the reality, isn't it? The pensioners now are having to pay for heavy pay awards to train drivers and possibly doctors. Minister.
No, I don't accept that, because there is an enormous cost to not settling these disputes. That would apply in terms of the junior doctors, because you'd obviously have had huge disruption to patients. It applies in terms of Asleff and the train drivers. And, you know, there have been hundreds of millions of pounds lost since 2022. And disruption to passengers. And, you know, I don't need to tell your listeners, Nick, they'll have experienced it for themselves on the railway over the past 2 years in terms of trains not turning up, trains being cancelled,
yes,
trains smaller than the size they're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
So there's a huge cost to not settling, and that is what the government has taken into account. So far from, you know, sacrificing one group for another, what this actually is putting, first of all, the interests of rail passengers and indeed the taxpayers.
Sorry,
first,
but what about the interests of the pensioners, Minister, who've lost their fuel limit, which can be up to £300?
Well, in relation to pensioners, we have committed to the triple lock for the course of this Parliament, and that will stand.
But the winter fuel allowance, sir, that's the point I'm trying to take you to.
On the winter fuel allowance, which we've had to restrict to those in receipt of pension credit, that isn't a decision we wanted to take. It wasn't a decision, as the Chancellor herself set out at the end of last month in her statement. It was a decision taken because of the £22 billion black hole we found in the public finances. And the fact around these disputes is, if these disputes are not settled...
£9 billion of that £22 billion is decided by pay rises authorised by the Chancellor. £9 billion of which. So the idea that you inherited £22 billion is absolutely specious, because £9 billion your government chose to spend. Should we be candid with each other?
But hang on, it's one of the things the government sat on. You know, the education secretary in the last government was sat on
pay
recommendations.
But why should pensions have to pay, Minister?
But I don't accept this is the trade-off that's been made, because if we hadn't tried to settle, and by the way, on Asleff, I should be absolutely clear, it's not settled yet. Asleff have to put this to their members to see if they do accept it. But let's just say that it is accepted. The junior doctors, for example, have accepted in terms of the rise as well. That actually means we will not have the disruption, we'll not have the additional cost. The disruption continues.
I mean, the money is going out, isn't it? GPs now want an 11% increase. Are they likely to get that, Minister?
Well, the answer to that, and it's an answer I used to give you in opposition, Nick, I think we had the discussion on a number of occasions, which
probably
was about getting around the table and actually settling with people. That's precisely what the government has done in a matter of weeks with the junior docs. I hope we've succeeded with Asleff as well. The General Secretary has reacted positively. We'll obviously have to see what their members now think.
I know you're a busy man.